Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I'm Brian Ott. Just back from a fresh vacation, was able to take the week off for Labor Day week and went out to see my mom out in Colorado and just had an absolutely lovely time. I tell you, we're pretty lucky, those of us that live out here in the West. We have some just absolute beautiful places. I drove across the basically I-90, went through Billings, Montana, and then came down through Wyoming and drove all the way through Fort Collins, Colorado, and stopped. That's where I went to college and then had a nice chance to get down to southern Colorado, which is where my mom lives, and I still have my house there in Creed, Colorado. So just an absolutely wonderful time. And again, last week I was telling you that when I go out to Colorado, it really reminds me of why I got into this business, because you know, I watched my grandma go through her long-term care event, and I realized what a blessing it was. And it also makes me think about some of the changes. I mean, since I got into this business, there's actually been some very substantial changes in the long-term care industry. And I want to spend a little bit of time today just talking about that and some of the options and the things that we have. We're going to talk a little bit today about some of our planning options. Last week, if you missed last week's show, you can always grab that on our podcast at our website at 525longtermcare.com. But basically, we were just talking a little bit about what long-term care is, why you need it, why you want to look into it, things like that. Today, I want to spend a little bit of more time on your options, how long-term care is paid out, the different types of plans to consider, and different ways to fund a plan. This is huge because I think a lot of people don't understand all the options that we have for funding a long-term care plan. But before we get into that, I want to spend some time today just really talking about, the different ways or some of the recent changes that have happened since I got into this business. And I think one of the big ones out there by far was the Pension Protection Act. So that started in 2010. It was actually went into law, was signed in 2006 by President Bush, but it actually took effect in January of 2010. And what the Pension Protection Act did was gave us new ways to fund long-term care plans. So what I mean by that is we can now take existing assets like deferred annuities or cash value life insurance and transfer that over into a long-term care plan without paying any tax on the gain that we have in our existing contract. And so what I mean by that is I deposited $100,000 into a deferred annuity. It's now worth $200,000. Well, if I take that money out and I go buy stock or something else, I got to pay tax on my $100,000 gain. The Pension Protection Act said, no. You can actually transfer that into a qualified long-term care plan now and not pay any tax on that gain. And you also get to pull out all that money back out tax-free. So that's one of the big things the Pension Protection Act did. It also allowed us to do that for any of you out there that have a whole life insurance policy. So a lot of people maybe buy a whole life insurance policy when they're younger and they save and they build up cash value in it and they're getting closer to retirement. They don't necessarily need the death benefit anymore. Well, they can still use the cash value for long-term care, but it makes more sense to transfer that to a 1035 exchange into an existing asset-based long-term care plan, because you're going to get 4 or 5 times or maybe even unlimited long-term care benefits, still have a death benefit and put that cash value to work. And that can all be done tax-free as well, too. And so I think that because of that, and just some simple things, I think last week I was talking about that asset-based savings plan where you just deposit money, your money still grows, it earns interest, but it grows tax-deferred. Well, what the Pension Protection Act did is it allowed that, the simple act of you using some of the interest that your money's earning to buy insurance inside the contract, that's now a tax-free event. So that being said, what that has done is it's brought a whole slew of carriers back to this asset-based market, and they've designed plans specifically around some of the rules and the regulations of the Pension Protection Act. So that's why we have so many of these new, what we call asset-based long-term care plans. Another change that's really happened that you need to be aware of is what we call the State Partnership Program. I did a show on this a few weeks ago, and the State Partnership Program simply is a way to reward people for getting long-term care insurance by allowing them to protect assets from the Medicaid spend-down rules. And what I mean by that is that if you end up in a long-term care situation and you go through your long-term care insurance and now you apply for Medicaid, Medicaid is going to come in and allow you to protect assets. They call it asset disregard. And simply put, that says for every dollar that the insurance company paid out on your behalf, it's a dollar of assets that you can protect. Now, why that's important is because if I'm a single individual and I burn to get Medicaid, I basically have to spend all my assets down to $2,000. And if I own a home, Medicaid will put a lien on that. So they're going to take my income. They're going to most likely put me in a facility, a Medicaid facility, and pay for the care that my income doesn't pay for. So remember, you lose your income. But also what people forget is that the government actually comes and they actually put a lien on your property, on your house, to collect when you die, to collect any of those monies that they paid out on your behalf. So under the state partnership rules, simply what happens is a single individual, if I went out and bought a long-term care insurance plan and I exhausted that plan, so I used all the benefits up, now I need to apply for Medicaid. Medicaid's going to say, wait a second, you don't have to spend your assets down to $2,000. You can protect a dollar of assets for every dollar that that insurance carrier paid out. And it can be assets. It can be equity in your home. It can be your IRA. It can be your savings. It doesn't matter. So the state partnership program is available in about 45 states right now across the country. And we got ours in 2012 here in Washington State. So just keep in mind, there's been some just wonderful new things that have happened, some different rules, different regulations. And then also, I think what people need to be aware of is that the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, they're a governing board that kind of sets rules and regulations. And when they adopt these new rules and regulations, then the insurance carriers have to follow those rules. Well, they've been active at it. They've really standardized what long-term care is now. And what I mean by that is that all policies today are going to trigger based on a cognitive impairment, or they're going to trigger based on the inability to perform 2 out of 6 activities of daily living. That's what we do every day. It's called transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. When I need help with any 2 of those, I trigger my long-term care plan. Your doctor is the one that determines that, but that is now a standard issue on all the long-term care insurance policies. And that wasn't the case back in the 80s and the late 70s and early 80s when long-term care really started getting traction. Some people said 3 ADLs or a cognitive with 2 or 3 ADLs. And so all that's been standardized. And they've just got, you know, the rules and regulations have really just refined the long-term care industry so that we have more of a standard practice out there between the carriers. And the idea is that regardless of who your carrier is, you know how your policy is going to trigger. You know how it's going to pay out. And that's what the National Association of Insurance Commissioners does. So we've really had a lot of stuff that has changed over the years since I got into the business. And what I'm going to do today is I'm going to spend a little bit of time just going over some of the things that you need to know, like how insurance is paid out, the different types of plans, and the ways to fund a plan. But before we get to that, classes for the month of September coming up. Next week, September 16th, that's Wednesday, next Wednesday at 3 p.m. That show is going to be kicked off by Dory Monson. He is a client of ours. He also has had experience watching his family members go through this, and he's going to share a little bit about his story and why he thinks long-term care insurance planning is so important. So that one's, again, Wednesday the 16th at 3 p.m., and then the following Friday, the 25th, I have another class at 9 a.m. So both those classes are on our website. You're going to hear the ads form coming up this week. Just jump on at 525longtermcare.com. You can sign up for one of the classes, and the classes are free. And what you're going to do is you're going to get a link emailed to you, and all you have to do is click on that link and open it up in your browser. So you can watch the class on your phone, on your laptop, on your iPad. It doesn't matter. And you can actually send us questions. And so it's just the regular class that we used to do face-to-face before COVID hit. So you're going to get all the same information. We'll even send you a copy of our free book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. We have that in a PDF version. We can email you. where we can actually put a stamp on an envelope and get one out to you. So you just let us know. But again, both those classes coming up next Wednesday the 16th and Friday the 25th. All that's on our website at 525longtermcare.com. So stick around with us. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. And I've got a question from Don in Olympia that we'll get to. We'll be right back.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. This Wednesday at 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we have pays us back if we never use it. And having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me this Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'll kick things off and share my long-term care story. Space is limited, so make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A. There are a few spots left, so sign up now. It's all free, and I will be part of it. So go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, September 24th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
So join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, September 24th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwer Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in. If you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, we have the show on twice on Saturday, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the morning, and then Sunday afternoon at noon. And you can find our schedule, sign up for events, send us a question. All that information is at 525longtermcare.com, and you can also get our podcast there as well, too. And you'll see on our homepage there's a question of the week that you can submit. And we got a question this week from Don in Olympia. And Don says, can I hire my own family to take care of me and pay them with long-term care insurance? And boy, that's a great question, Don. And the short answer is yes. However, the caveat is you have to have a particular plan that pays a cash benefit. So we're going to go over that today, and we're going to talk about a few other things on how long-term care insurance plans work and some of your options. So what Don is asking, he's saying, hey, I end up in a long-term care event. I don't want to hire some home health care agency. I want to just pay a family member. Or maybe I have somebody, a family, a friend, or somebody that I want to hire and bring in to provide that care for me and help me through the day. So really, it's going to boil down to how your insurance plan that you have set up is going to pay out. And there's two distinct ways that long-term care insurance plans pay. The first way out there is the standard. This is what most companies do. It's called reimbursement. So what that means is I hire somebody, they come in, they provide that care for me, and at the end of the month, they're going to take that receipt, they're going to send it to the insurance company. The insurance company is going to reimburse me for up to the amount that I spent. And I say reimbursement, most insurance companies will do a direct pay. So that means if you have a home health care agency, they will send the check directly to them. If you're an assisted living facility, they will send the check directly to them. But the idea is that, yes, you spend that money, they're going to reimburse you up to whatever your limit is. So if you have a policy that pays $6,000 a month and you spend $5,800, they're going to send you that check for $5,800. If you spent $6,500 on care and your policy has a limit of $6,000, they will send you the full limit, the $6,000. So that's a reimbursement plan. The thing to know about reimbursement plans, again, is that all of the accounting, all the paperwork is done by the insurance company. So that just simply means when they get that bill, they verify that they're legitimate long-term care costs, because those costs are paid to you tax-free. So it's the insurance company's priority to make sure that the bills that they're sending out that money for is legitimate long-term care costs. That removes all the accounting burden from you and your family. But the other thing to keep in mind on reimbursements is we have to hire professional care. So we're going to hire that healthcare agency. Now, quite frankly, I have two policies, a traditional, I have an asset base. Both of them are reimbursement. That is just the kind of the standard of the policy out there, and I don't have a problem with that. Reimbursement is just is they're going to pay whoever needs to be paid. They can pay your power of attorney. You can manage the money. You can have it direct paid to the caregiver in most cases. Now, you cannot hire family members with most reimbursement plans. Some companies will give you a small percentage, maybe a percentage of the monthly benefit that you can use to pay family members. But as a general rule, reimbursement requires you to hire somebody that's licensed to provide that care. The second way that you can get paid, and this is how Don would be able to pay his family member, he has to get a long-term care plan that pays a cash benefit or indemnity. There used to be several carriers that offered this. Right now, today, I've got three carriers that will give us a cash benefit plan. And what that simply means is that when I go on claim, if I have that same $6,000 a month benefit, the insurance company is just going to send me the check for $6,000. That's it. There's no reimbursement. I don't have to send receipts in. I just get that $6,000. So the nice thing about the cash benefit plans is it gives me a lot of flexibility. I am going to be able to hire family members. I can hire somebody from the community. They don't have to be a licensed professional. I'm just going to get the cash. The downside to the cash benefit plans is you got to remember there's no checks and balances. There's no audit trail. The insurance company is simply sending you the money. The IRS says you can receive up to about $11,400 a month right now on a cash indemnity plan without it being a taxable event. But the burden for the record keeping is still pushed back onto you. So you just, if you ever get asked, they say, hey, where's this $10,000 a month coming in from the insurance company? What are you doing with that? You have to be able to verify that, yes, I'm paying for care for that. I've hired my nephew, or I'm paying these people, or whatever it is. But the cash benefit plan gives you the flexibility to hire what we call informal care. So think of reimbursement. I'm going to hire somebody that's licensed. Cash benefit, I can hire somebody like a family member. That's the difference. And I will just be honest with you. The cash benefit plans, the underwriting is a little bit different. You generally have to be a healthier person in order to qualify for those plans, but they do exist. So if you know you live in a tight-knit family, we've got quite a few of our clients that are in that situation where they're living with family or they want their family to be involved. Yes, you can still get long-term care benefits, and you can use that money to pay family members. The second thing that I want to talk about today is now that we know how plans are paid out, I want to talk about the different types of plans that are available out there. And really, it's going to boil down to two distinct options. Our traditional plans, which have been around since really the Fireman's Fund, 1974, give or take, is when the first traditional nursing home policies came out. Those plans still exist today. In fact, we had over 120 companies at one point that sold these traditional plans. Traditional plans work simply as a pay-as-you-go option, which means that as you pay into that plan, that's the insurance. It's just like your homeowner's insurance. Once you go on claim, the payments are going to stop. You will start receiving your benefits. There are some limited pay. There's two companies out there that offer a 10 pay, which means I can pay the policy up in 10 years. But keep in mind the general rule of traditional plans, pay as I go. There's no other asset in that plan, meaning that if I don't use the plan, it works just like homeowner's insurance. There's no money coming back to the estate. There's no money coming back to me. So that's how a traditional plan, a lot of people say use it or lose it, but the bottom line is it's like all insurance. If we don't make a claim on our homeowner's insurance, they don't give us our money back. That's traditional. The other type of plan that I want to talk out there is the asset-based plan. That by far is taking about 80% of the new dollars that are going into long-term care plans are going into these asset-based plans, because the asset-based plans have value in the policy regardless of whether you use them or not. So, for instance, my asset-based plan, if my wife and I get lucky and we have a nice long life and we never use it, there's going to be a benefit that's going to be paid back to our estate. So these asset-based plans, win, lose, or draw, the idea is that if I get lucky, some of the money goes back to the estate. If I end up in long-term care, I have tax-free long-term care benefits, just like a traditional plan, and I could have up to a lifetime benefit on a asset-based plan as well as a traditional. And if I draw for whatever reason, I have to cancel my plan, I'm going to get some of that money back, maybe all of it, depending on how you design your plan and how you set that up. So those are the things I want you to keep in mind, that as we move forward, that there's quite a few different options on how we can set these plans up. Asset-based, traditional plans are each going to have their advantages. Now, a lot of people say, well, asset-based sounds great, but again, it's kind of like buying a car. You're giving something up to get something else. And so asset-based plans, for a lot of people that don't have a large amount of assets or they don't have high income, they're not going to really be able to afford an asset-based plan. So they're going to have to look at a traditional plan. But it doesn't mean that one's necessarily better than the other. It just depends on your circumstance, and then we can design a plan, and there's lots of options. One of the things I think people need to know too is, regardless of whether you do a traditional plan or an asset-based plan, there's multiple ways to fund a plan. Most people think, I'm going to be paying these annual payments forever. And you can do that on a traditional plan, but you can also do a 10 pay, which means I can have the policy paid up in 10 years. I can also do a single pay option, which means I can just do one lump sum and pay up the plan. You can do that on traditional plans. Asset-based plans, you have the same flexibility. Asset-based plans do not need to be a single payment. A lot of people think, well, I've got to come in with this big chunk of money. You'll hear some of our clients of the week where people are just making these huge payments. But it doesn't have to be that way. You could do an asset-based plan over 10 years. You can do it over 5 years. You can do a lump sum and maybe 5 or 10 payments. You can do 20 guaranteed level payments. You can even do a continuous pay. There's a couple carriers out there now that have asset-based plans that allow us to just pay a guaranteed level premium into the plan. And the bottom line is there's going to be some kind of other benefit there. There's going to be some cash value. There's going to be some return of premium to the estate if we don't use the plan. So a lot of funding options. And you can also use things like retirement accounts in a lump sum to reposition over and get some tax advantages by spreading the taxes out over 10 years. There's just a lot of different ways. So really one of the big things I want you to know today that we're just talking about is there's a lot of changes. There's been a lot of new developments which have brought a lot of new programs, and there's not a one-size-fits-all. In fact, what we really want to do with you is find a plan that works for your situation and help you design that. Stick around. I'm going to head into my next break, but I've got a great client of the week, Michael, and we're going to come back and show you how we set up some guaranteed leverage with him on a cash benefit. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
You know, we can't always count on good health as we age. That's why I cannot overstate the peace of mind I feel in having long-term care coverage. If you've been thinking about it but have questions, there's a great time to get answers. Join me with my friends from 525 Advisors this Wednesday at 3 p.m. right after the big show for their free long-term care planning live webinar. 525 Advisors will explain how long-term care works, what the coverage pays for, and discover all the new options, different ways to fund a plan. And then when you're ready, 525 Advisors will work with you to design your custom plan, just as they did for my wife and me. Our plan even has lifetime benefits that pay us back if we never use it. I love the amount of time they spent with us. And it's not just me. Read the reviews. People love working with Brian and Madeline at 525 Advisors. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me this Wednesday at 3 p.m. Go to 525longtermcare.com. It's free. I'll be a part of it as well. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
We know the planning process for long-term care is frustrating and confusing. Our team will take the time to guide you to the right plan. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, September 24th, right after my show. Zach, now's the time for everyone to take a really hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, September 24th. I'll be there too, right after my show at 3. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. And thanks again for tuning in this weekend. I hope everybody had a nice Labor Day week. It's kind of shocking that kids are back in school and we're kind of grinding it out now. And fall's going to be on us here pretty quick. And you know, I was just out in Colorado, and boy, the air was dry out there. But I tell you what, I've seen all the ski areas out there. I'm hankering and hoping that we have a good ski season, because I hope that's something that they can figure out with this COVID to get opened back up, because I just love getting out there and hopefully get a vaccine and get on with our lives. This has been such an interesting year. But again, we appreciate everybody for tuning in. And again, you heard the ad for the classes. My next class is next Wednesday at 3 p.m. And I tell people, plan about, you know, we get through most of the information in about 45 minutes, and then we answer questions. And you can stay for the questions or leave for the questions, whatever you want to do. But just, you know, plan a good hour, and you'll get a lot of information out of that. And then we'll also be willing to send you our book as well, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And again, we also have one the following Friday at 9 a.m. And all those, just sign up. Sign up's free. 525longtermcare.com is where you can do it. So we're talking a little bit today about, you know, the different types of plans and options that are available out there. And what I want people to really understand is when you come in to do a plan for long-term care planning, it is not a one-size-fits-all. In fact, I was just talking to an advisor last week, and he was just talking about the you know, all the different questions I ask and the things, and he was saying, you know, that's really great, because there's a lot of websites out there you can jump onto and just say, hey, get a quote here. And my first question always is, how in the world can anybody send you a quote for long-term care insurance if they don't know anything about you? If they don't know about your estate, if they don't know about your family, if they don't know how you want to age, where you want to pay for care, how do they design a plan for you? How do they give you quotes? And so that, I mean, I think a lot of agents just sit there and they just kind of pencil out three or four quotes. And, you know, we've been trained, give them a high, you know, a low quote, and then one in the middle, and they'll usually take the middle one. Give them three options, and I don't buy into any of that. What we really do is we sit down with you, and we talk about your situation and design a plan that's meaningful to you, number one. Number two, we come in and we say, what's the best way to fund this plan? And so this week, I've got a client of the week, which is, again, a way that we come in every week and show you how we set up a plan and design a plan, what was important for the client, and why we ended up settling on the plan that we chose. And this is Michael, who is 68 years old. Michael is in his second marriage, and he has three kids of his own, and his wife has two kids of her own. And so it's kind of a his and hers type of family, which is very common nowadays. He thought he would have to self-insure. He thought, gosh, you know, I'm 68 years old. I just waited too long. And his wife had a long-term care plan. And this subject really came up when they were meeting with their attorney and they were doing some estate planning. Because, again, in a lot of second marriages, maybe somebody brings something like, for instance, they have a family home that they want to go to their kids, or they have certain assets, or they have this or that. So a lot of people are trying to figure that out. A lot of people on second marriages will have a prenuptial agreement. So they'll go in and they'll say, these assets are mine, these assets are yours, and they'll carve those up. But the problem you run into is that it gets very complicated in a long-term care situation. And this was Michael's concern. This topic came up when they were meeting with their attorney. Because what they found out is when I have a prenuptial agreement, and if Michael ends up in long-term care, he cannot legally separate out his assets and say, we only spend these assets to pay for my long-term care, then Medicaid kicks in. Medicaid doesn't look at it that way. They look at the property as community property on that second marriage. And a lot of people are shocked at this because maybe mom marries a new guy. New guy has a stroke. New guy doesn't have any long-term care insurance. Now, all of a sudden, he burns through all of his money. Now, he's burning through mom's assets. And mom's kids are sitting there looking at it saying, wait a second, mom. We had this estate. We had this estate plan. We had all these assets that you and dad worked hard for, and you're spinning them down paying for this guy's care. Well, she doesn't really have any options. Her only option at that point is a divorce, what they call a Medicaid divorce. And so this subject came to fruition for Michael and his wife. And he was just saying, gosh, you know, my wife has an existing long-term care insurance plan. I really don't. I don't know what I need to do, but I need to do something. So he came in and, you know, we sat down and we just looked over his situation. And, you know, he had assets. He had some conservative money. They owned property. They each owned their own home. And they were in a situation where he's sitting there saying, well, I don't really want a pay-as-you-go plan, but I would be willing to reposition some of my assets if I can get some meaningful leverage for that and if the money can go back to the estate. That's what's important to me. And so another one of the questions I asked Michael, I said, Michael, how likely is it that you would cancel a plan if we put a plan in place? And he said, well, probably zero. I can't see why I would. As long as that money is paid back to the estate, I just want to work that into the estate plan, meaning that if I don't end up in long-term care, that money goes to my kids. If I do end up in long-term care, then it's going to protect my assets, and then my other assets can go to my kids. So I said, great. And the reason why I asked that question, I'll just tell you, this plan that we designed, the carrier actually gives us several options. We can get 100% of our money back after a few years. We can get 80% of our money back, or we can get 50% of our money back if we cancel. That's only if you cancel. If you don't use it or you die, you're actually going to get all your money back or more, regardless of how you set it up. So we had that conversation, and after going through all these assets, I said, you know, what do you think you would feel comfortable repositioning in it? Because he didn't want payments. He just wanted to do it one and done. He said, I'd like to just put, $200,000 in, because I don't know that $200,000 would really pay for all the care I need, but that's kind of in my mindset, like what I would like to set aside to budget for long-term care. So I said, fine, let's look at a plan that we can do that with. So the other question I said, Michael, how do you see a long-term care journey going out? Would you move to a facility right away, or would you want to age in home? He said, no, I would like to age in home, but he goes, I'd like the flexibility. I want to be able to choose wherever I go. I want to be able to choose to hire whoever I want. That's what I really want to do. And Michael was actually in pretty good health too. I mean, he was actually in good shape. So he had a lot of options. So again, that's why we were kind of going through this questionnaire with him. Now, what we ended up doing is we ended up putting a plan in place. He took that single deposit of $200,000, and this is what it ended up doing for Michael. It gave him an immediate bucket of money for long-term care insurance of $650,000. So $200,000 turns into $650,000 of tax-free long-term care. He can pull that money out at $9,020 a month for 6 years. So that's his long-term care benefit. So if he triggers an event tomorrow, he gets $9,020 a month for 6 years minimum. That's going to be what is paid out on his behalf. Now, he put $200,000 into the plan. If he doesn't use that plan, he gets $216,000 back. So that would be paid to his kids. That's going to be part of his estate plan now. However, if he uses, say, $50,000, the difference, they're going to take that death benefit of $216,000 minus the $50,000 that they paid, the state would get the difference. So he's guaranteed to get more money back than he put into the plan, whether he uses the long-term care or not. Now, if he uses all of his long-term care, let's say that he goes on claim and he's on claim for 6 years and he pulls out this $650,000 tax-free out of this plan. Well, when he dies, his family is still going to get $43,000 paid back to the estate. Now, that's what we call a guaranteed minimum death benefit. I call it the funeral fund. So that just simply says, hey, regardless of how much long-term care you use, all your long-term care, we're still going to give you $43,000 back. Well, folks, that's almost 25% of the premium that he put in when you do the math on this. So really, what they're saying is for $157,000, he's getting $650,000 of tax-free long-term care because, you know, he can use all $650,000 and he's still getting $43,000 paid back. So again, asset-based plan, there's value in the plan whether you use the plan or not. Now, this particular plan could have been funded over 10 years. It could have been funded over 5 years. Michael just didn't want to worry about that. He said, I've got the money set right now. It's kind of a conservative account. I just want to reposition that because he wants to make sure that, number one, he's got protection and that it doesn't, whatever happens, he doesn't burn through his liquid assets and start burning into the retirement accounts of his wife. So that's really what the motivation was to put one of these plans in place. Now, the other thing you need to know about this plan, and when we're talking about how plans are paid out, Don was asking, can I hire family members? That was the question of the week, Don from Olympia. Can I hire family members and pay them with long-term care insurance? Well, if you have this particular plan, yes, Don. So Michael has a cash indemnity plan or a cash benefit plan. When he goes on claim, he's going to get a check for $9,020. It doesn't matter whether he's using $5,000 of care or he's using $8,000 of care or he's using $1,000 of care. He'll get the full $9,000. That's under the IRS limits, per diem limits right now. So that's technically a tax-free event to him. It also allows him to hire family members. It allows his wife the power to go out and hire whoever she wants. If he ends up in a facility, he can have the money paid straight to the facility. It's just a fantastic plan. And this amount is a higher amount today because really, you know, a lot of our plans might start out at $6,000, but he's going to end up getting $9,000. There's no inflation on this plan. So the idea is that, like, yeah, he could go on claim today and be bringing in more money than he's actually paying out for care. He gets to pocket the difference on that. So just a tremendous flexible plan. And again, the takeaway from this, if you caught it, is if you are in a second marriage, you have to understand that even if you have prenuptial agreements, those prenuptial agreements do not protect your assets from the Medicaid spend down rules. And that's why you hear about these things called Medicaid divorce, where people have to get divorced so that Medicaid can kick in and pay for the person whose health is compromised. And it can get very messy. And when you have second marriages, you know, my father died in 2006, and my mom did not remarry. But I could imagine if she did, you know, now you've got another family, you got other assets, you've got all these different variables that are in mixing in with the family. And so this just helps eliminate some of that because now we have a defined source of money to pay for care should Michael end up in long-term care. His wife has an existing long-term care plan already. We reviewed that when they came in. She has a great plan. So I'm like, absolutely, just hang on to that. Now they're both covered. They can let their kids know that we've got long-term care insurance. We know how it's going to be paid for. We know that we can protect the assets in the estate planning that they're doing to separate their assets and keep them to their family. All of that can come to fruition. So great, great client of the week. Stick around. We're going to head into take a quick break, and we got a little bit more long-term care radio when we come back.
Long-term care radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Dory Monson. This Wednesday at 3 p.m., right after the big show, I'll be joining Brian Ott with 525 Advisors for his live webinar. You'll learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by Brian and 525 Advisors. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we have pays us back if we never use it. And having a long-term care plan, it brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. So reserve your spot today. Join Brian and me this Wednesday at 3 p.m. I'll kick things off and share my long-term care story. Space is limited, so make sure to reserve your spot today at 525longtermcare.com. Brian keeps the webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A. There are a few spots left, so sign up now. It's all free, and I will be part of it. So go to 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Take the burden off your loved ones by making sure your care is funded and managed in a time of need. Visit 525longtermcare.com to learn more and sign up for the next live webinar with Brian Ott. Go to 525longtermcare.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow Thursday, September 24th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
So join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, September 24th, right after my show at 3. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing, too. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve your spot now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Listen and learn information from a certified long-term care planning specialist. You can email your questions to radio at 525advisors.com.
And welcome back, and thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio this weekend. I'll tell you, my skin, my throat, it's all still just a little bit dry from my trip to Colorado. The house that I go to, my mom lives down in the San Luis Valley, which is about 7,500 feet, and then the little family house I have is about 50 miles up in the San Juan Mountains in Creed, Colorado, and it's at 9,000 feet. And I'll tell you, when the sun comes out, it is dry there. And I've been in Washington State now for about 20 years, so my skin and my throat and everything else is used to having a little bit more humidity in the air. Although I don't think we're really humid here. I lived in Chicago for 2 years and I thought that was real humidity, but glad to be back. And just again, thanks everybody for tuning in. And by the way, you heard the ads again. Next Wednesday is my first class for September the 16th. That's at 3 p.m. That one's going to be with Dory Monson, kicking that one off. And then the following Friday, the 25th at 9 a.m. is our final class for September. And again, classes are free, and we'll be glad to send you our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, just really help you start that, start the journey of doing some long-term care planning. And again, if you have a question for us, like a question of the week, I love those. I love to pick through those, and then we kind of build a radio show around those to really help people, just helps me understand a little bit more about what people are thinking about and what their concerns were. And the question this week was from Don down in Olympia, just wanted to know if he could pay family members. And yes, if you have a cash plan, you can pay family members. And that's one of the questions that I always ask, in the interview process, is tell me about your family. Tell me, do you want them involved? And honestly, most people are like me. They don't want their family involved. They don't want to pay their family. But if you choose to, you want to do that, absolutely. You have that option. So that's something that you can do. To wrap up here, I just want to talk a little bit more about some of the things to consider when you're planning for long-term care. And I think that again, there's so many misconceptions out there. I think the number one misconception is it's just about money. If I have enough money, I don't need to worry about it. And I just think that's a big fallacy. There's so much more that goes on, so much more decision-making, things like that. But the one thing I want everybody to understand that's listening is that there is really no standard plan. That's why we do what we do with the radio show and with the classes, is we're trying to selfishly, oh, I admit it, I'm trying to avoid that phone call at the office where you pick up and someone says, yeah, how much does long-term care insurance cost? Or can you send me a quote? And there's no standard plan. And so keep that in mind. Really what we're trying to do is look at your situation. It's very similar to your homeowner's insurance. It's just that you have somebody do that for you because there's some finite numbers. They come out, they look at your house, they look at the quality of the material in it, they look at the build standard, and then they go and they look in these books, they have all these numbers, and they say, it's going to cost us X amount per square foot to rebuild this house. And then you add a little bit additional coverage for personal items, jewelry, artwork, whatever it is. And they come up with a finite number, and they say, this is how much insurance you need. The problem with long-term care is we don't know whether we're going to end up in a long-term care situation for a month or for 16 years. And so the idea of having a standard plan or being able to come up with a finite number is very difficult. What we can do is we can look at averages. We can say, hey, this is how much an average assisted living facility costs. And I, you know, for me personally, I was looking at the cost when I did my last plan. I went a couple thousand dollars above the average because, like, I don't want to be in the average facility. I want to be in a nicer facility. I want more hours of home health care if I need it. So that's really what you decide. You're deciding how much benefit you get. You're deciding on that quality of life when you end up in a long-term care situation. That's your decision. Some people will say, I just want a couple thousand dollars a month to supplement my pension and my Social Security. That's all I'm worried about. Fine, we can do that. And other people will say, you know, if I end up in a special memory clinic that's $15,000 a month, I want that paid for so that I can protect the rest of my assets. And if they have the resources to set up a plan like that, that's fine too. We can do that. So keep in mind, there's no standard plan. What we're really trying to do is mitigate a risk for you, and we're trying to get something that's meaningful that also fits with your financial situation. And that's not as easy as it sounds. And so again, we have a process that we walk through. And the other thing I tell everybody, keep in mind, get a plan in place. My very first plan was simply 4 years of protection at $6,000 a month through a traditional plan. I came in later in life and I put an asset-based plan in place with a lifetime benefit. So you still have that option if you're healthy enough. But if your risk obviously is, yeah, maybe my health changes and I can't get a plan, then now you're in trouble. So get something. Put something in place that allows you to mitigate that risk. The next thing I want you to really consider is, you know, if you're married or you have a domestic partner, there's really some advantages to what we call joint plans. And there's really two versions. There's a joint plan or a shared care. So my grandmother had a plan that was a shared care plan. So she had 2 years of coverage. Her husband had 2 years of coverage. When she triggered her plan, she used all 2 years of her coverage, and then she dipped into her husband's bucket and used all 2 years of his coverage. That's a shared care plan. That just means that you can use each other's bucket of money, so to speak. A joint policy works a little bit differently. A joint policy says there's two people on the same bucket of money. They are each entitled to the full monthly benefit. So if you have $500,000 a month, or I'm sorry, $500,000 of long-term care insurance, and you each have $10,000 a month of benefit, that plan says we'll pay a total benefit for 50 months or a little over 4 years. Well, one person could use all 50 months of it. One person could use 25 months. The other person could use 25 months. That's a joint policy. Now, my policy is a lifetime benefit. So that means myself, I get the full monthly benefit for as long as I need it. My wife will get the full monthly benefit as long as she needs it. We cannot have an effect on how much coverage the other person gets. So that's some of the nuances when we're designing these policies, joint policies versus shared care. A shared care policy, you actually have a policy of your own, and you can dip into your other spouses. And there's actually a third way you can do a shared care. So I have a bucket of money. My wife has a bucket of money. Then there's a third neutral bucket of money out there. So if either one of us use all of our benefits up, we can dip into that third bucket of money. So imagine you have 5 years of coverage. Your wife has 5 years of coverage. That'd be an equal bucket for 5 years. So you've really got 15 years between two people. One person could use 10 years. You could each use 7.5 years. It just gives you a lot of flexibility, but you'll each have a minimum of 5 years of coverage. So joint policies and shared care, there's a lot of options when you have a spouse or a domestic partner or somebody that's in your life when we're designing these plans. Another thing I love to consider when we're planning for long-term care is how do we fund that plan? And specifically, are there any tax advantages for you? So long-term care insurance, part of that, even on the asset-based plans, part of those premiums are going to be treated as traditional medical insurance, which means we can deduct those. Now, if I'm a self-employed person, I get the business deduction that the IRS says, and they basically change that every year. They raise that by age. For instance, in 2019, if you're 50 to 60 years old, you could deduct $1,600 per person. If you're 60 to 70, you could deduct $4,350. So there's a range of that. That's going to change. And that's if you're self-employed, S-corporation, sole proprietor, it doesn't matter. You can deduct that. If you're a C-corporation, you can deduct premiums, the long-term care premiums, on a traditional plan, 100% of those, or on an asset-based, the long-term care portion of it, you can deduct 100% of those without limits. And also, if you're a employee, so you're just a W-2 employee, but you have a health savings account, the IRS says the same thing. You're 60 years old, you have a health savings account, you can pay $4,350 of your premium out of your health savings account. Now, why would you want to do that? Because the money that you put into the health savings account was tax-free money. You did not have to pay income tax on that money, so it allows you to pay the benefits, the premium, pay that tax-free dollars. You still get the benefit tax-free. So we always want to look at those tax deductions if they're available when we're funding a plan. And lastly, I will say one of the things to consider when we're planning for long-term care. It's dangerous to insure based on averages. I mean, if we go and we pull up the numbers, the stats on the government, they're going to say that the average need for care is 3.7 years for women and 2.2 years for men. Folks, I will just tell you, I hate averages because, again, you've got people, a third of the people that go on claim die within a year. They die within that first year. So that skews this average. If we look at it from an insurance point of view, the average claim that they pay out now is 4 years. And remember, a third of the people die within a year. So really what that says is if I make it a year in a long-term care situation, it's probably going to be 5 or 6 years, which is right where my grandmother was. These numbers that we see out there on the internet like this, 2.2 years for men and 3.7 years, that is generally a nursing home. Because remember, that's when Medicaid starts taking it. You've spent all your money down. Now you end up on Medicaid rolls. You end up in a facility. That's when they start the countdown. So it's very, very dangerous to look at averages and try to insure the average. And one of the things I always say is if you look up the data, we have the statistic in our book. The average cost of a house fire is $45,109, according to the U.S. Fire Administration. Yet, none of us would insure our home for $45,000. And so you have to keep that in mind. Averages can be very dangerous. All it is we're saying, hey, this is on average, the village of 1,000, this is what happens. But remember, you could be at one extreme or the other of that. So again, thanks again. I'm glad to be back. And let us know if we can help you. You can get all kinds of information on our website. Sign up for our two classes coming up again next Wednesday at 3 p.m. and then the following Friday at 9 a.m. And again, our website is 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Thanks again for spending your weekend with us, and we'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 8 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.